With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Donald Trump on the stump in Pennsylvania last night.
Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago?
No!
Nah. After living through this nightmare of inflation, invasion, and humiliation, you know what the invasion is, right? Invasion by the southern border, what they've done to our country.
Americans go to the polls 2 weeks from Tuesday. The latest surveys call the election a dead heat. The White House hopes the killing of the top Hamas leader might lead to a ceasefire in the Middle East. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
After word of Yahya Sinwar's death in Gaza, President Biden called Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu and congratulated him on the elimination of the terrorist leader. In a statement, the president called it a good day for Israel, the United States, and the world because Sinwar was responsible for the deaths of thousands of people. The White House hopes this moment in the conflict can help bring the hostages home and the war to a close. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Striking workers at Boeing will vote this week on a new offer that could end a walkout that has lasted more than a month. Boeing and the union representing striking machinists said yesterday they've negotiated a new proposal that would raise pay 35% over 4 years and includes upfront bonuses of $7,000 per worker. The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers says it plans to hold that ratification vote on Wednesday. Hundreds of frozen waffle products sold in leading retailers, including Walmart and Target, are being recalled. The manufacturer says they could be contaminated with listeria. Treehouse Foods says the products have been listed, and consumers should throw them out if they happen to have them or return them to the store for credit. Listeria can make you very sick. This is SRN News. Vice President Kamala Harris is touting her promotion of the LGBT agenda in the waning weeks of the presidential campaign. As Vice President, Harris claims to be part of the most pro-LGBT administration in the history of the country. While in the Senate, Harris sponsored several bills promoting the gay agenda in health care and the criminal justice system. As California's Attorney General in 2011, Harris refused to defend the state's Marriage Protection Act in court. She also supports allowing men to use women's restrooms and locker rooms. With Florida and the Southeast reeling from two massive hurricanes in less than a month, Southern Baptist Disaster Relief is putting out a call for more volunteers. Baptist Press reports that calls for more volunteers are coming from Florida, Tennessee, and South Carolina, amongst other states. That has resulted in more disaster relief training classes in Southern Baptist churches all across the region. In 2005, when Hurricane Katrina smashed New Orleans, the Baptist responded. This is SRN News. A wave of influencers on TikTok and other social media platforms have started specializing in a trend they call kindness content.
That usually entails recording a charitable act like giving money or goods to strangers in need. Creators like Jimmy Darts have millions of followers they encourage to crowdfund to raise money for their video subjects. But some critics find the content to be problematic, calling into question the ethics of recording strangers and people who are homeless, the lack of regulations these creators have to abide by, and the profits the creators make off the millions of views they get online. Keith Peters reporting.
A rare copy of the U.S. Constitution that was sent to the 13 states for ratification is sold for $9 million in North Carolina. The document found inside a filing cabinet at a property once owned by a former North Carolina governor. The copy is made after Congress ratified it. This is SRN News.